USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Stocks finally snapped a three-week streak of losses. Whether they can keep up their recovery may depend in part on how earnings season plays out next month. John Butter, senior earnings analyst at FactSet, is reporting analysts have cut their estimates for third quarter earnings growth back by 5.5 percentage points since June 30th. That is more than the usual and marks the biggest cut since the second quarter of 2020, when government-forced lockdowns brought America's economy to nearly zero. Sam Palia on Global News had a cousin die on 9/11 and was shocked when he first saw the aftermath of 9/11 when he arrived after the initial attacks.
It's a sad day. You know, we all know we're exactly where we were when, we saw the second plane more often than not hit the building and going, you know, what the heck's going on here now? And, you know, when I got here September 22nd, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, the news would show you some pictures, but, you know, when I got a ride down there that night, it was like, hey, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Two huge labor disputes in the railways and at the ports threaten to once again mess up supply chains in the United States. Over the weekend, negotiations continue between BNSF, Union Pacific, and CSX, and the majority of the unions representing around 115,000 workers. A Friday deadline is in place when a cooling-off period runs out and workers could strike. After Saturday night's SpaceX Falcon 9 liftoff, the company delivered more Starlink internet satellites to orbit. On a Sunday morning pre-launch Falcon 9 engine test was completed in Florida. SpaceX announced its next liftoff will be no earlier than Tuesday. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
As the White House tries to convince Americans we're not in a recession, the numbers showing American households have a lot less money.
Household wealth in the United States is down a record $6.1 trillion in the second quarter. That's the lowest in a year and the second consecutive quarterly decline. The Fed Reserve data points to a slumping stock market outweighing gains in real estate values that led to the fall. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
European businesses thrive for decades on a consistent supply of cheap Russian gas, which flowed uninterrupted throughout the Cold War. Now that Russia has cut off the supply to Europe because of the Ukraine war and sanctions, the impact has pushed Europe to the brink of recession and threatens to inflict lasting harm on its manufacturing businesses. Visa joins other credit card companies, highlighting gun shop transactions.
Visa, the world's largest payment processor, says it plans to start separately categorizing sales at gun shops. It joins MasterCard and American Express, which also announced plans to move forward in segregating gun shop transactions from general merchandise. It follows the International Organization for Standardization's new merchant code for gun sales, which was announced Friday. The move is a victory for gun control advocates, who say it will help better track suspect search of gun sales that could be a prelude to a mass shooting. It's also expected to raise the ire of gun rights activists who argue the move unfairly targets legal purchases.
That's Ken Burns reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.